Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special look at Mario Goodrich, the cornerback out of Clemson University. So if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We got clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football, and on our podcast, you can listen to our show every single day. At 100 Football, available anywhere, listen to podcasts, any major streaming platform, any minor streaming platform, pretty much 99.99%, I can guess, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for helping us out over there. And so go over there, leave us a review, leave us a like, leave us a comment. If you have any players you want us to talk about with the draft upcoming soon, now's your time. Get them in, put them in the comments, leave a player, leave a historic team that you want us to review, maybe a player that you can help get us in touch with and we can get them for an interview. Just anything you guys want, you just put it in the comments, and we will do our best to get on the show in the very near future. So let's talk more about Mario Goodrich out of Clemson and what a career this young man has had. Let's go back in time all the way to high school and what he was doing. He went to Lee's Summit West High School, and he wasn't just a defensive back. He was also a wide receiver, so very interesting there. You see that? He went in 2018. He said, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to the Clemson Tigers. Didn't play a whole lot. Six total tackles. Three passes defended, though, in his very limited time of action in his first season. So you like to see that. Then we keep going on, right? We go into 2019. He got a little bit more playing time. Still not a whole lot, though. Seven total tackles for the year. Two passes defended. But he did have his first career interception. Then we go to 2020, he sees the field a little bit more, 13 total tackles, one pass defended, and two interceptions. And then 2021, this past year, is when he really turned up, 42 total tackles, nine passes defended, one forced fumble, and two interceptions. And one of those interceptions was a pick six he returned for 20 yards. So you can see he got better pretty much each and every single year. In 2020, some of the big games he had, against Notre Dame in the ACC championship game, he made five tackles. He also, in the Sugar Bowl against Ohio State, he had three tackles in that game, in the big games that you like to see. In 2021, this was his big year. First team All-ACC selection with his partner Andrew Booth Jr. Both of them were phenomenal this past year. I know Clemson wasn't as dominant as we've seen in the past, but hey, those boys in the backfield put in some work. Against Georgia, man, he put up a good amount of numbers, 13 tackles, second most on the team against Georgia, who was ranked number five at the time. And he was doing everything, right? He was the Cheez-It Bowl MVP. So, hey, when the lights get a little bit brighter, you can see this is where Mario Goodrich comes to shine. Like I said, the numbers are pretty solid, right? Throughout the 3-4 years he was here, from 2018 to 2021 at Clemson, 84 total tackles, 15 pass breakups, 5 interceptions. So, I mean, those are some pretty solid numbers, like I mentioned this past year. First team All-ACC for his performance as a senior. And like I mentioned, the MVP award in the Cheez-It Bowl this past year. So he's coming off a career year, and this is the perfect time, I think, to capitalize on that and go into the NFL draft. So let's talk more about Mario, what I like about him, his strengths, his weaknesses, and how much and where he could go in the NFL draft here in about a month in April at Vegas. So, some strength about this young man. He's a physical guy in coverage. He's a good outside corner, got good jam and run without hesitation, which our guy Bob Butler always talks about. He's smart. He knows where the first down marker is. He's not going to play past it. He's not going to let the receiver get to the first down marker. He's going to go and jam him and do his best to stop him from getting that first down or that touchdown. High football IQ. That's what everyone says about this guy. Good agility, good bounce when he's shadowing his target. He's competitive. He's not going to let you run all over him. He's going to fight back with you, which I like to see. He plays to the ball if it's thrown up for him, right? That's why he's gotten multiple passes defended, a solid amount of interceptions as well. He's got good burst to get back if he's been beaten. Excellent in the run game as well. Hey, he hits hard for a corner, which you like to see. His size, right? His size isn't the best. It's 6'1", 6'190". So you might see that and say, hey, you know, he's a solid tackler. But nah, he's not going to be scared to get in there and give you a big hit. Trust me on that. He's a wide receiver in high school, and it shows. Like I said, that's why you see he's so good with his hands, excellent with his hands, actually, and has the ability to get that big play ability. That's why he got that MVP in the Cheez-It Bowl. Good change of direction. Isn't going to get beat very often. Good in zone defend as well as in man. He has the length you look for in that cornerback position. Solid instincts and anticipation off the charts, looking good. So, I mean, this guy has a lot of hype to him.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
What are things that he can improve on to where his weaknesses are being shown, that why he's not being talked about as maybe a top five corner in this upcoming draft? There's a lot of good ones, right? There's the Trent McDuffie's, Roger McCreary's, Kyler Gordon's, Andrew Booth. But let's talk, you know, Sauce Gardner. But let's talk more about what Mario Goodrich can improve on. He's like, he's physical, but sometimes he can be a little bit too physical. Doesn't have that elite speed you like to see. Ran a 4.52 at the combine, and he only weighed 176 pounds, so a little bit light. So if there's an elite deep threat, a bigger guy on him, he might get beat in that situation. They might ask him to bulk up a little bit. Like I said, a 4.52 isn't, you know, it's not horrible by any means. That's solid speed, but it's not that elite speed you look for as a cornerback. Sometimes play a little bit stiff at the hips. Like I mentioned, if he's on a bigger receiver, a larger receiver, or a tight end maybe, they can, you know, kind of impose their will against him. But he's not afraid to really go and fight them for it, though, at least. And really, he had the one solid year at Clemson, but until this past year, it was kind of so-so, right? This was his breakout year, so there's some scouts that are going to be saying, is he just a one-year wonder, or is he legit? He's solid in the, you know, he's got decent agility, not always the most balanced when he's shadowing his receiver or the runner. He's better in man coverage, I would say, on short and medium routes as opposed to deep routes. He needs a little bit of help. And I think that, you know, especially with the passing game nowadays, you could see a ton of quarterbacks take advantage of his aggressiveness and maybe try to go over the top, get a penalty called against him. So, I mean, I think just weaknesses, it's his size mostly and his over-aggressiveness, which, you know, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. It's a blessing and a curse. It is what it is. But personally, I like Mario Goodrich. I think he's a solid player. You really saw it this year, right? Clemson had a decent year, 10-3 as a program, very solid. I think that Mario's a good pro prospect. He's going to look good. He's got the length. He's a physical. And most importantly, he's a great tackler, which you don't see a lot of cornerbacks with. But I think that if you go with Mario, right, I think he'll be called middle of the draft, maybe fourth, fifth round potentially, someone who you could throw in there in a couple of schemes, throw him in your cornerback, and I think he could do solid in the NFL. I think he'll be around for a couple of years, maybe get some good awards. You never know. But I like the potential with this guy. I can't wait to see how he excels in the next level. And, you know, drop a comment. What do you think? How do you think Mario Goodrich will do in the NFL? We'd love to talk to you and hear what all you got to say.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Landers. And if you enjoy the episode today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. They'll leave each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out the podcast at 100 The Football, anywhere else to podcast. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. And most importantly, guys, stay safe. Have a good week. And we'll talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.